Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We saw the yisod that even though in shlechut v'araveiro, however, when it comes to a case where a person does the aveira himself, and the only purpose of the shliach is to give him the maisa, for example, when someone's shochet is pesach al chometz. So that one of the Bnei Chabura has chametz, that's not a maisa. Shchit is a maisa. He's sending the shochet, and he's doing the aveira of owning the chametz. So there we say, yesh shlichus dvar aveira, because be'etzem, shlichus is not on the aveira itself, it's just on the maisa. Continuing, again, this is based on the Torah of Moron, Rosh HaYeshiva, Hagoyin Reb Chaim Zatzal, whose Torah is sweeter than honey. Rambam writes in the 10th paragraph of his Kalayim, HaMalbish is Chaveroi Kalayim, Im Hoya Haloivesh Mezid, Haloivesh Loike, Ve HaMalbish Oiver Mishun Lifnei Iver, Loisitein Michsho. If somebody is Malbish, his friend Kalayim, he puts Kalayim on his friend. So, if the loivesh, if the one wearing the kalayim, was mezid, then the malvish, the one who puts it on him, is oiver and lifnei iver. Vim lo yada haloivesh shabeket kalayim, vayam malvish mezid, am malvish lokev aloivesh pot. If the loivesh was mezid, and then the loivesh gets malchus, and then if the loivesh is mezid, the loivesh gets malchus, and the malvish is over mishum lufnei lo sitein michshol. And if the loivesh didn't know that the beged was kalayim, and the malvish was mezid, the malvish gets malchus, and the loivesh is pater. Is that clear? Somebody puts kalayim on his friend, the lovish knew about it, and the lovish gets malchus, and the malvish is over, the one who puts it on him, is over on the fnei there. And if the lovish didn't know that the beged is kalayim, and the malvish was mezid, the malvish gets malchus, and the lovish is off the hook. It's pater because he didn't know. And the malvish gets malchus. Kayotze b'zekos of Rambam, the Perek Gimel Mehilchus Evo Halacha Hei. Hametame is a koyin. If someone's metame a koyin, im hayushneim mezidim, so then the koyin gets malchus, and the one who's metame him is over on the fneiver. And if the koyin was shogeg, the one who's metame him was mezid, the one who's metame him gets malchus. So we see the same yisayt, that if the person has a dantim, but he himself is mezid, so he gets malchus. And if the person was shoygeik, then the person who does it to him is the one who gets the malchus. And in the case where the person having a dantim is mezid, the one doing it to him is over on the fneiver. Vayein bekesef mishna b'vuchas kalayin, shehevi b'shem harosh. Shehutama b'zoh lashon. Lo yadana minayin malkot zel amalbish. Where does the Rambam get that the malbish gets malchus? When it says lo silbash, it's talking about the loibish. Why should the malbish get malchus? The malbish is mezid and the loivish is shogeg. Why should the malbish get malchus? Lo silbash al loivish kai. Lo silbash is referring to the one who's wearing it, not to the one who puts it on him. Vidorash nami lo salbish. And if the drasha is lo salbish, don't put it on him. Vibazoi, even if the loivish is mezid, the malbish should also get malchus. Because the Malbish was over on Los Salvish. He was over on Los Silvash. The Loivesh and the Malbish was over on Los Salvish. Same kasha legabe mitame kohen. Why when the nitma is meshogeg is the mitame loike? And why when the nitma is mazid, the mitame doesn't get malchus? So we have a kasha by shatnez. The kasha is, how do you get malchus for the one putting on the shatnez? It says lo silbash, not lo salvish. And if you're going to dash in lo salvish, so then what does it matter if the lovish is mazid or not? And we have a kasha by tuma. Someone's mitame a kohen. What's the difference? Why when the nitma is a shogeg, is the mitame getting malchus? And if the nitma is mazid, the mitame doesn't get malchus. If it's usher to be mitame, then it should get malchus no matter what. If you're over on tuma, you get malchus no matter what. And if you're not getting malchus, then you shouldn't get it no matter what. So why does it matter whether the nitma was mazid or shogeg? Why does it matter if the nitma was mazid shogeg vis-a-vis the mitame, whether or not the mitame gets malchus? So those are the kashas of the Kesef Mishnah. Shem HaRosh. So it appears as follows. Yesh la'ayin b'loy v'yesh mezid. Let's say somebody wears kalayim and he's mezid. Or kohen, who becomes tameh, who's mezid. And they get malchus. If someone else is malbish, this person, shatnez, he's mazid, he knows about it, he gets malchus. If a kohen is mazid about becoming tameh, his tameh be mazid, the guy being mitameim, the kohen gets malchus. The question is, why should the loivish and the kohen get malchus? V'halo asu maisu. They didn't do nothing. They didn't do anything. They didn't do a maisa. The malbish did the maisa. The mitami did the maisa. Not the lovish and not the kohen. So the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Kalayim writes that since it's impossible for somebody else to be malbishing unless he moves around his body and he helps him out, that's considered a maisa. We have to understand, Hatenach beloivish, avo benitma, lav maisa kovit. So that all works out in the lovish case. Seder, he helps him out, he does a maisa. Moving around is considered a maisa. That's when it comes to being lovish the kalayim. But nitma, he didn't do anything. Lav maisa kovit, he doesn't do a maisa at all. So why should he get malchus? Also, Shver, the Rambam, Nazirus 520, Gabe Mitame Nazir. Sheha Nazir Loiken. If someone's Mitame and Nazir, the Nazir gets Malchus. The Shaila is, why does the Nazir get Malchus? Vare lo kovid maisa. The Nazir didn't do a maisa, so why does the Nazir get Malchus? Someone else is mitame him. If the Nazir didn't do a maisa, so why should he get malchus when someone else does the maisa of being mitame him? If Yosef tzarech yun, what needs even further understanding is the Rambam in Nazirus 5:18 that a Nazir goes into the oil ha-meis, b'shida tevu migdal, u'bacha veiroi, u'pora gaga tevu me'olav mitaitoi, reiz eloike. The Nazir goes into the oil ha-meis in a box, and then someone removes the roof. Midaito, and the person willing wants it, so hareza loike. The person in the box gets malchus, this Nazir. He doesn't do a maisa, so why does he get malchus? So we have kashas in all these cases. Why does the person who becomes tummy get malchus if he didn't do a maisa? Why does a nazir get ma'isa when someone's mitameihem? The nazir shenechus ol ames b'shiva tevu migdal. Why does he get malchus? These are all kashas. So therefore, it would appear that that the loivesh and the nitma get malchus is midin shlichus shehamalbish v'hametame u'shlucho shalavush v'nitma. The malbish and the mitame are the shlichim of the one who is being dressed and becoming tame, because it's the ritzon l'daita. It's like he's the shliach, or it's talking about where he commands him to do it, and therefore he gets malchus, because midin shlichus it's considered that he did a ma'isa, and even though ain shliach l'dvar aveiro, nevertheless we spoke in the previous shir that where the gufa aveira he did himself, he just doesn't have a ma'isa. There, shlichus is effective for a ma'isa, and there's no din of ein shlich l'dvar aveira. Uva din hacha, shekevin she'etzem ha'aveira shel levishas hakelayim v'tumas koyhanim ov arbe atzmai, rak shetzorech ma'isa, kedei she'alav sheyesh bo ma'isa, al ze mahani ma she'amalbish v'hametame yu shluchoi. See also, since the etzem avera of levishas kelayim and tumas koyhanim, he was over himself. Just you need a mice in order to make it alav sheish bo mice. So on that, it's effective that the malbish and the mitame is his shliach. And in the sefer Yeshua's smalkoi, he was already oimed on this. So now we understand how you can have shlichus l'dvar avera here, because the etzem avera was done by the person who's writing the shanizer. Coming tame, and the all he needs for the shlichus is the ma'isa, and you can have a shlichus on the mere ma'isa. So now we understand the sheet of the Rambam, who distinguishes between shogeg and mezid, because Rashi writes in our sugya in Kiddushin, where we're holding now, Kiddushin 42b, Rashi holds in our sugya that if not for the din of ein shliach l'dvar aveira, the shliach would be mischayiv and not the mishaleach. If not for the din of ein shliach l'dvar aveira, then who would be chayiv? The shliach scratch that was a mistake. It says in Rashi, Dibur Maschu, V'neim Ashluch Shalom K'moisoi, Yischayiv Sholchoi V'loi HaShliach. Let the Mishaleach be chayiv and not the shliach. So if not for the din of ein shliach l'dvar aveira, hayim mischayev ha-mishaleach v'lo ha-shaliach. The mishaleach would be chayev and not the shliach. And according to this, we can understand that by mezid, the loivesh and the nitmar getting malchus, and not the malbish and the mitame. Because since the ma'isa halbasha and the tumah relates to the loivesh and the nitma midin shlichus, so the ma'isa no longer relates to the shliach. Like Rashi says, Rashi says, if not for the din of ein shliach l'dvar aveira, the mishalech gets the ma'isa. So here the mishalech is getting the ma'isa, and not the shliach. So the shliach doesn't have a din of malbish and mitame. And all he's over on is lifnei iver. So again, we're understanding the difference between shogeg and mezid according to the Rambam. The Rambam says that if the loivesh is mezid, then the malbish isn't over, on Shatnez. But if the Laivesh is Shogeg, then he is. So if the Laivesh is Mezid, so the Maisa Halbasha relates to the Mishalech, to the Laivesh, to the sender, to the one sending the person to get him dressed. So Mimela, the Maisa Halbasha relates to the Mishalech, the person wearing the garment, and not to the Shliach. So there's no Taurus Malbish and Metame on the Mishalech, on the Shliach, because it's given over to the Mishalech. He's the Mishalech Shliach, and the Mele is the Mishalech's Maisa. However, when the Lavish and the Nitmar are Shogeg, when the person wearing it or the person becoming Tame are Shogeg, then the Maisa, Lavisha, and Tuma are not relating back to them, because they have no Nafkamina, the Shlichus, the Malbish, and the Metame. Because they don't get Malkus. It's only Shaykh Adin Shlichus. But if they're not dinim, then there's no, we can't talk about a din shlichus and say the ma'isa relates to the mishaleach. This is discussed by the Chasam Sofer and Arichaim and Simon Reish Aleph. So when the mishaleach is shogeg, he's not getting malchus anyway. So there's no nafkamina on the shlichus for him. So b'meila we can't say that the person getting dressed is a shliach. The ma'isa halbasha, the ma'isa of being metame, relates to the person doing it, and that's why he gets malchus. Shumdina the malbish in metame. So the Rambam is now gishmak that when the mishalech is mezid, so it's a din shlichus, and therefore the ma'isa halbasha and ma'isa of being metame relate back to the mishalech. So it's the Mishalech wearing the shatnez and it's the Shemelech and becoming Tamei. And it's the Mishalech who did the Maisa, because the Maisa of the Shlich relates back to them. Because when it comes to the mere Maisa, we say, Yesh Shlich of Bar Aveilu. Thus it's Zum Ersten. Zum Zweiten, the second din of Shogeg is different. And that din we say as follows, that when the Mishaleach is a Shogeg, there's no nafkamina for him. He's not getting Malkus anyway. And Memela, the Shlichus, we don't say a din Shlichus here, it's the person being Mitamehim and the person being Malbishim. It's totally his ma'isa, and so he's doing a ma'isa, and he's also doing an aveira. He's not just doing lifnei iver, like when this person was mezid, but he's actually doing tuma and wearing shanis. So here he gets the aveira, the malvish, the metame. That's when the loivesh and the tame are shogeg. Here there's no mafkamin and the shlichus, so there's no din shlichus. And the meila, it's the avera of the one doing it, the malbish and the metame. But when there is shlichus, i.e. when the lovesh and tame are sending this person to be malbish them and metame them, so then the avera is theirs, of course. Not only is the Avera there, but since they sent him to do the Avera, and here we're going to say Shlichus, because they did the Avera, and they're going to be getting Malkus. There's an Afkamin and the Shlichus. Now they're getting Malkus, because they can get the Maisa also. You're right, normally saying Shlichus Bar Avera, but here the Etzim Avera, they're being over, they're becoming Tame, and wearing Shatnez, and we don't say Shlichus Bar Avera, we say Yesh Shlichus Bar Avera, because the shlichus is only on the ma'isa aspect. The etzem avera, the person who was mezid, is over, the loivesh and the tame. And on the ma'isa, we come on to shlichus, we say yesh shlichus, which is for the ma'isa. The shen came when the person's a shogeg, he's not afkamin, the shlichus is anyway, he's not getting malchus. And therefore the whole Avera goes to the Malbish and the Metame, and they are the ones who are getting Malchus. So this is the Gemalbik Mahalik and the Rambam. And Ritz Hashem, the next year, we will continue this V'neder, and we will see further Neflos Gedalos Mitaris Hashem Yisbarach. So please, my sweetest friends, stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.